Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
It's the kind of moment that stops expectant parents in their tracks, being told that there's something unusual on a baby's scan. But thanks to big advances in medical science, what might once have been life-altering can now be much more manageable. And that's been the case for 22-year-old Abby Ugan from Knobber in County Meath. Her little boy Harrison, who's now 8 months old, was diagnosed with spina bifida while in utero. Our reporter Maura Fay has been to visit Abby and Harrison at their home. She joins me now. Can we do a little bit of a medical refresher here first, Maura? What happens to the baby's spine during pregnancy when they have spina bifida?
So spina bifida is a condition that happens when a baby's spine and spinal cord don't develop properly during pregnancy. Normally the spine closes up completely in the early weeks of pregnancy, but with spina bifida that doesn't happen all the way. This can leave a gap or an opening in the spine. There are different types. They can range from very mild with no symptoms at all to much more serious cases where part of the spinal cord sticks out through the back. This can lead to problems with movement, bladder control, or feeling in the legs. Now, at 17 weeks into her pregnancy, Abby and her partner Owen went to the Rotunda for a NIPS test to check for chromosomal abnormalities. During a scan, the sonographer noticed a small bubble on the baby's back, and further examination and tests confirmed it was spina bifida. Abby told me before Harrison's diagnosis, she'd a very limited understanding of what the condition was.
I had absolutely no idea. Now, I did culinary arts in college, so we kind of touched on it with folic acid and stuff, but I had absolutely no idea what it was. As soon as we found out, I just went straight onto Google to look up what it was, but it just, Google gives the worst case scenario. There's absolutely nothing out there about spina bifida that's positive. It's all negative, negative all the time. So then they did the amniocentesis, and then we came back for checkups every 2 weeks. And then when everything came back clear with the amniocentesis, I was offered to go to Belgium to get antenatal closure of his back. So I had to go for an MRI in the maternity hospital in Dublin as well to see where the lesion was and stuff. I think I was in the MRI machine for about 3 hours that when that happened, because he was moving so much. Then after all that came back clear, I had a Zoom call with a doctor from Belgium, Dr. Jean de Priest, basically to go over the positives and negatives about getting the surgery done and stuff. And it was totally up to me. It was up to me and Owen in the end. But we decided to go ahead with it and get it done. So then when I was 26 weeks pregnant, we flew over to Belgium when Harrison's bum was born. And they closed the lesion on his back and then put him back inside. And then I stayed in the hospital in Leuven for about a week and then flew back to Dublin, where I was in the Rotunda for a couple of days and then home again, and then 2 appointments a week up until he was born.
Abby Ugan there, and Harrison making sure that we know that it's his interview as well and not just Abby's interview. She mentioned folic acid there. People would be curious to know, did she take folic acid during the pregnancy?
She did, Philip. She actually took it for 2 weeks before, or sorry, 2 months before conceiving Harrison. Some people might be surprised to learn that folic acid can only lower the risk of spina bifida developing by about up to 70%. It does not completely eliminate the risk. Harrison was born at 31 weeks and 5 days at a weight of 4 pounds and 5 ounces. He had to be delivered at that stage as Abby's amniotic fluid levels went down considerably. He was kept in hospital for 2 months because of issues with his lungs, because of being born that prematurely, not because of his spina bifida. Abby told me how he's been getting on since he got out of hospital.
He's been home 6 months now and he's flying it. He's in the middle of getting casts and done in his legs, and he goes to the spina bifida clinic. He's only been to one so far. He has to go to another one in a couple of months. But no, I mean, other than that, he's doing great. But it's just, we never knew anything about it. And it was just talked down on the whole time about spina bifida and stuff. Mm. And it's nothing to be ashamed of. It is a disability, but nothing's going to hold him back. All spina bifida babies are different. It's called a snowflake disease because every single baby is different. One might have issues with their legs, one might have issues with their kidneys, one might have issues with their head and stuff. So, it happens. It's not anyone's fault or anything like that. It's just something that happens. But even when we were over in Belgium, they did, when we went over there, they did the, I had to get bloods done, an ultrasound and then an MRI as well. And in, when I was getting the ultrasound done, they thought he didn't have movement in his legs. And the woman, we sat down and chatted with her, and she told us basically not to get it done because it was more risk for me than goodness for him. And I told her, but I'd have definitely felt him kick. And she was like, oh, well, we're not seeing it here. We've been here for 5 minutes looking at it and stuff. And I was like, well, I don't think that's right because he has movement in his legs. And sure to God, after the following Monday, when I went back in for the ultrasound and stuff, his legs were kicking. And she was like, oh, maybe he actually does. And then obviously when he was born, he did. And now his legs are as strong as can be.
Nothing is going to hold him back, she says. What does the future hold for both of them? And to what extent is she going to be tied to him as a full-time or part-time carer?
Well, it's very positive for both of them. Abby mentioned there that she was studying culinary arts. She actually did a lot of her college work while in hospital, and she did her thesis on spina bifida, and she's set to graduate this October with a first class honours degree. For Harrison, it's very positive. He's actually the fifth Irish baby to have this surgery in Belgium. This surgery isn't offered in Ireland. Abby explained to me how well he is progressing because of having had the surgery.
So he's 8 months now, he's 6 months corrected. So they kind of go, doctors and stuff go by the 6 months corrected because all of his progress, like if he was behind on something, it's okay because he's technically only meant to be 6 months. But they can't get over his progress. He's sitting up, he's rolling over, he's eating solids, all that kind of stuff. He's doing everything a normal baby would do. There's nothing really, the only thing that's different is he has the casts on to fix his little feet and stuff, and he has a few more doctor's appointments than other people might do. they say that he will be able to walk, whether that'll be when he's one or two or three. He will do it eventually, just might take that extra bit of time. But he's talking away, as he can probably hear. He's talking away and he's doing everything he's meant to do, and I wouldn't change him. He's absolutely perfect. And he's the most happiest baby you'll ever meet in your entire life. He's always smiling. He's always jolly. He's always chatting. He even lost his voice last week from screaming so much from talking. But no, he's great. And I literally don't know. I couldn't imagine my life without him.
What would be your message to other people out there, you know, about spina bifida and just why you want to share your story?
Like, people think spina bifida and they think it's this like really bad thing, and they think it's a disability that'll stop them from doing everything, and it really isn't. All babies are different, no matter if he walks now, if he walks when he's four. If he doesn't walk, like if he's in a wheelchair, that's fine. He'll still have a great quality of life no matter what. I just don't want people to think he's different. Like, he is different in his own ways, but I don't want him to be treated like this complete, like an alien in the corner, like, because he's the same as you or me, except for he has his added little things that he needs done and stuff. And that, like, if someone finds out their baby has spina bifida, not to like think it's the end of the world, because a load of people do. Everyone will ask me when I found out, oh, will he walk, will he talk, will he do this, that and the other. It was as if I was carrying, like, I don't know, like this animal that wouldn't be able to do anything. Like, they thought he'd just be sitting there doing nothing, when he's not, when he's completely normal. And I was always told special babies come to special people, so, and we absolutely adore him, so there's nothing he won't do. Nothing's ever going to hold him back.
There she says it again, nothing's going to hold him back. The surgery that Harrison got in Belgium, not available here. How common is spina bifida here?
Ireland actually has one of the highest incidence rates of spina bifida in Europe. It affects one in every 1,000 births. And the reasons for that are not clear. Jerry Maguire is the CEO of Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Ireland, and he himself lives with spina bifida. I asked him if there can be more done to help support children living with condition.
I think the issues regarding spina bifida and surgeries and so on have been prevalent over the last few years. I think I would broaden it out more in that not only what more can we do for children with spina bifida, I think what more can we do with children with disabilities. I think we think as a society that we're all embracing of people with disabilities, when if you dig beneath the surface, we're not. there's still so much discrimination going on. I see it on a daily basis in my life. I become frustrated at it. I'll give you an example from my own personal life now, which is relevant to it. I went in for a medical procedure into a hospital last week, and the hospital didn't have a transfer board for me to get from my wheelchair onto the table. And I had to be hauled, manhandled by four people onto that table. That's just a very basic thing. That it's almost as if your dignity is also taken away from you. And when we manage to master the art of looking at people with disabilities and with no disability, when society changes its mindset in that way, I think we can then move on. I think certainly with people like Abby fighting corners in that way, I think people's mindset will change. I come from a different generation where you almost had to apologize for your disability. That's not the case and shouldn't be the case anymore.
Spina Bifida Hydrocephalus Ireland CEO Jerry Maguire ending Maura Faye's report there. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.